Donald Trump, still a patient Sunday at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where he's being treated for the coronavirus. His main doctor says that the medical team treating him is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is, in his words, not yet out of the woods. This latest assessment comes from Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. Medical experts say the disease caused by the virus COVID-19 can become more dangerous as the body responds to the infection over time. In a video on Saturday from his hospital quarters, Mr. Trump said he's feeling better and hopes to be back soon. Meanwhile, the White House is tracing a flurry of new infections among close Trump aides and allies. Attention is focused in particular on a September 26th White House event introducing Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. There's a court vacancy following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At this event, more than 150 people gathered in the White House Rose Garden, mingling, hugging, and shaking hands, mostly without masks. Among those who attended and have now tested positive, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, and two Republican senators. While Mr. Trump is in the hospital, First Lady Melania Trump remained at the White House to recover from her own bout with the virus. In that video Mr. Trump released, he said that his wife is handling her situation, quote, very nicely. He joked that she is just a little tiny bit younger. In fact, she's 24 years younger than the president. Melania Trump celebrated her 50th birthday this year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has shortened his scheduled trip to Asia after President Trump's positive COVID-19 test. He leaves Sunday for Tokyo. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched through the center of the Belarusian capital of Minsk on Sunday to demand that authorities free political prisoners and police turned water cannons on them. The march crowned a series of rallies in Belarus since an August 9th election in which President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory. His opponents say it was rigged to hand him a sixth term in power. The political crisis in Belarus has caused broad repercussions for Minsk and its ally, Moscow. This week, the European Union and the United States imposed sanctions on senior Belarusian officials that spared Lukashenko. The crisis has also raised the possibility of more sanctions against Moscow if it decides to help Lukashenko. The ruble has already dropped steeply at the prospect. Lukashenko denies electoral fraud and was inaugurated in late September in a ceremony held without any prior announcement, bringing more protests and condemnation from the EU, the United States, and Britain. Cambodia has raised a U.S.-built building on its largest naval base to allow for further expansion and will relocate the demolished facility. That's according to Cambodia's government in an announcement on Sunday. It denied reports of Chinese involvement in the redevelopment. The Pentagon had said it was concerned about reports that the U.S.-funded Cambodian Navy Tactical Headquarters facility at Ream had been demolished and had asked the Cambodian government for an explanation. The building, roughly 30 meters long, had housed several small patrol boats. A small group of people wearing the white garment symbolic of the Muslim pilgrimage circled Islam's holiest site in Mecca on Sunday after Saudi Arabia lifted coronavirus restrictions that had been in place for months. The kingdom had taken the rare step in early March of suspending the smaller year-round Umrah pilgrimage. It draws millions from around the world as the coronavirus morphed into a global pandemic and prompted countries to impose lockdowns and curfews to slow its transmission. As nations began to ease those restrictions, the Saudi government on Sunday started allowing a maximum of 6,000 pilgrims a day to enter the sprawling Grand Mosque in Mecca. Only Saudi citizens and residents will be permitted to enter the mosque during this first phase of reopening, and each person has up to 3 hours to complete the pilgrimage. And heavy fighting continued Sunday between Armenian and Azerbaijan's forces in Nagorno-Karabakh. It's a primarily ethnic Armenian region in Azerbaijan. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington.